W Mobile.
Morning, Ken. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CEF.
What are you doing out on a Friday, Patrick?
Excellent. Morning, Andrew.
I don't know if you were swapping out or something whenever I called out this morning.
Friday of the month. Time to go to Michelin, and they actually needed me to come down this month, so we're going to make the trip.
You had me worried. I was thinking it was Friday, then I heard you and thought maybe I made a mistake.
I do a different day.
In a bed too, but I don't know. It's after yesterday, I'm tired this morning.
Yesterday.
It's a busy, long day. I didn't get home until a little after 7, and then sat down and eat, everything done I needed to do, pretty late, and up early this morning.
Susan's Jeep out of the shop, so it turns out it was the main battery that was bad.
Hey.
Two. I'll be darned if I know where they're both at, but apparently it's got two, one for starting, you know how the engine shuts off like when you're at a red light? Apparently there's one for that, one for something else, but the main one was dead, so I don't understand why the other one wouldn't crank it, but I'll have to study up on it, I guess.
I don't have enough cranking amps.
Or some relay or something wasn't, kicked in because the car wasn't on or something like that, maybe. I don't fully understand it, but that's the second Jeep that the battery has died in 2 years.
The line yesterday, day before, I can't remember. They only wanted like 8 grand for it, manual transmission, but it only got like 19 miles in a gallon.
Fuck, isn't it?
Better, but you would use gasoline instead, but I don't think that savings would be there. I need a little more than that. I'm just surprised that they only get 19 miles a gallon. Hopefully the newer ones would do better, but still, that's still pretty low.
Boy, Susan's gets like about 28 out on the highway if you got the cruise on. Most of the time it's down in the 24 range.
This one even had the manual roll-down windows. I don't think my boys would know how to operate.
First Jeep was that way. Everything was manual. The top was manual. The windows were manual. The door locks were manual. It's like, man, you don't realize how it used to be.
Imagine if we had to go back to driving cars of the 70s and 80s.
Really lost. If you go on like Auto Trader and look up Jeeps, and within a 100-mile radius, you can find 500, but three of them are manual.
Is it a number of cars with manual transmissions I could find around here within? I did like a 50-mile search of my house to see how many cars you can find with manual transmissions, but I didn't really see anything I'd want.
Some kind of old car without all the electronics on it just for a backup, just in case.
Well, if I'm looking for that. A 93 F-250 with the 7.3 diesel in it and manual transmission. No computers whatsoever in that vehicle.
Have that new hybrid Jeep.
Yeah, a little too much. I don't want to spend that much on one. But, yeah, and Patrick, that'd be a nice one, because that 7.3 was a workhorse.
It does, and it will run on darn near anything you can put in the fuel tank. They were just really good engines and a good setup there. And like I said, if you got manual windows, manual door locks, and a manual transmission, absolutely no computer in it.
An engine to keep it around.
That engine, and they used it for many years. Just 93 was the last year of it. And then they went to the 7.3 like I got in my Excursion now, in my pickup truck. That was the next generation. But that original 7.3 IDI. That was one tough little engine.
Where some of the auto manufacturers are coming out with a subscription for some of the add-ons, and if you want it, they'll turn it on, you know, for so much a month.
They were doing that yet, but it doesn't surprise me, and a lot of things are going that way. We've got scan tools that way and different things.
They pioneered that. I mean, they've been planning it for a while, just from past knowledge, you know, to do the service part of the vehicle, but with the subscriptions and stuff. But I know BMW's got, and it's not in the U.S., but in certain countries, you can unlock the heated seat function, and all you have to do is pay a fee. You can either pay a one-time fee, or you can pay a monthly fee, and they would unlock the heated seat. But I think Tesla's got one if you want the... I don't remember if it was extended range or if it was to make it a little bit peppier from the start. You'd have to pay a monthly fee to unlock that portion of it.
A little bit ridiculous.
Time fee or a subscription that's not built into the price of the car, then it's probably not bad. You know, like if you had a car with heated seats, it simplifies the manufacturing. That way we don't have heated and non-heated, but yet you don't pay for it unless you actually wanted it, and then if you decided you wanted to turn it on, you could at some point. If I could see that, if you just paid, because otherwise you would normally just pay for that option up front, but I could not imagine paying a monthly subscription for it.
Manufacturers, or I don't say a lot, but American domestic manufacturers are like remote start. If you want to add it, you just bring your car in, we program the car, and that's it. You get a different remote, and that's all there is to it. It's already there on the car, it's just programming. So we just put a different program in.
I'm familiar with a little SDR receiver. It's called a Alpha Tango Sierra 20.
I've heard of that, but I'm going to have to make the jump over to 285.
Hi there, Patrick. No, again, I hadn't heard of that one. There's quite a few, though.
EFWQSY.
EFQSY.